radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Time, but space is a place that only a human being locates. Where there's so much information to take, then you enter an entirely new place. Once you get on the internet, become World Wide Web.
Welcome to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind. I'm your host and facilitator, Junius Ricardo Stanley, inviting you to stay tuned for interesting interviews, news you can use, and programming designed with you in mind. Free your mind, the rest will follow, right here on the Cyberspace Sanctuary, on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.
Cyberspace is the place. Cyberspace is the place.
Wake up, wake up. You got the power. You got
my people in the east, yo, you got the west, yo. Midwest, 30 south, yo, you got the chest, yo. All my homies in the west, yo, you got the west, yo.
egos and the pride to the side regardless. And just be role models, parents, artists. We can make a change and we can make it the hardest. If you gonna make a baby, you should make them the smartest. Let them know good and bad, right from wrong. How to roll with the punches when life moves on. And the stress won't take hold if you don't sweat it. World won't get no better if we don't let it. Let the negative energy ride. Keep hope alive. It's about time that we open our eyes. Wake up. For the second guess, the words I speak, the ones who sleep, the leadership, fix your mouth to teach. MCs teach the kids with feet. They don't have to worry about the police. We make them rich so they don't have to see. Every artist here on his track. We'll make a change here for young cats. This is for everybody, white or black. You better go and vote and get up off your back.
You're listening to the Cyberspace Sanctuary on the Blake Radio Network with Junius Ricardo Stanton. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind, here on Rainbow Soul on the Blake Radio Network. We started off the program with a message in the music, a redo and remix of the classic Philly International Gamble Huff song, Wake Up Everybody, this time performed by a plethora of artists, Babyface, Wyclef John, Mary J. Blige, Brandy, Jamie Foxx, and others. A new spin on an old, old admonition. Wake up from the illusions, wake up from the sleep, wake up from your slumber, wake up from the stupor that this culture intends to have us sleepwalking in and becoming walking dead zombies, automatons, just walking around manipulated in their Pavlovian and Skinnerish environment where they're constantly bombarding us with stimuli to keep us bamboozled, befuddled, and discombobulated, poisoning our food, poisoning the water, getting us to drink contaminated and deadly so-called soft drinks, as well as consume frankenfoods. And we need to wake up to what's going on. And it's incumbent upon us as the psycho knights, the spiritual warriors, to sound the alarm, to tell everybody to wake up. And that sets the stage for our guests, Rameses Aman Maat Ra and Sintwaki Ngozi. They're the producers and hosts of a program that you can listen to on Blog Talk Radio, The Legacy of a Nation. And we'll speak with them following these messages. So don't go anywhere. An exciting program. Give you some ins and outs of citizen broadcasting, conscious media, and Afrocentric programming. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Greetings to the Internet Radio family. This is Reverend Valentine speaking. You know, for nearly 30 years, I have had the distinct experience of being interviewed over every medium of communication available to the public. And except for the metaphysical underground, I can think of no other electronic venue that has been more progressive, more innovative, more insightful, more diligent, more diverse in its demographics, and more courageously supportive of the truth than this ever-growing phenomenon called internet radio. And this is precisely why I'm here to tell you that it is so vital that you give your wholehearted support to it. Tell a friend. In fact, tell 2, 3, and 4 of your friends. If you are a business owner, support internet radio by telling your customers and constituents all about it. Let them know that there is a legitimate and important substitute to all of the prefabricated, super-censored garbage polluting our public airways today. Don't allow the mass media to continue to treat you like a mindless consumer drone. Enhance your awareness. Indulge your critical thinking, your reasoning, and your analysis. Do as I do. Log on, listen in, and then let it be known all about your internet radio experience. Chimatep, beloved family, thank you for listening. Walk in light.
We'd like to welcome everybody checking in from Real Media Player, from Windows Media Player, from iTunes. We want to encourage everyone to log into our website, which is blakeradio.com, and become familiar with how you can access our broadcast directly from our website. And vice versa, those of you who check in directly from the Blake Radio Network, become familiar with how you can also access us through Real Media Player, through Windows Media Player, and iTunes by logging into their radio tuner guides and doing a search for us in the talk radio genre. You're listening to Rainbow Soul, talk radio at its best.
Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Junius Ricardo Stanton here with some truly great news. The Blake Radio Network has officially released the new Rainbow Soul iPhone and Android apps worldwide. Now, there is also an HTML version for all other cell phones. The apps can be accessed from www.blakeradio.com on the Rainbow Soul page or directly from the iPhone App Store or Android Market. These apps will allow you to lock in exclusively to the Rainbow Soul broadcast with the touch of a button. These acquisitions complete the development and release of all the apps for the Blake Radio Network family of channels, which includes Rainbow Soul, the Alt Talk channel, and Music Massage, an eclectic mix of R&B, jazz, soul, and reggae slow jams for your listening edification and entertainment. So take full advantage of this opportunity for connectivity and mobility by downloading your respective app from your source. Continue listening to the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul and Music Massage.
Gracious Professor Griff, you're listening to Junius Ricardo Stanton. Straight up, we're teaching you all those things you need to know from the neck up, all right? We're definitely doing a checkup from the neck up. This is Professor Griff from Public Enemy, the ex-minister. I'm out. Peace.
Our guests are Rameses Aman Maat Ra and Waki Ngozi, who are the hosts and producers of Legacy of a Nation, which can be heard on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, brothers. How are you?
All right. Greetings. How you doing?
I'm great. Great to have both of you. Well, great to have both of you. Return the favor. Several weeks ago, I was on your program. Share some of your personal background with our listeners and tell what motivated you to create this program. And Brother Rameses, you can start, and then we'll go to Brother Ngozi.
All right. Well, it's a easy story. The name is Rameses, and the Blog Talk program is The Legacy of a Nation. And we started out with Legacy of a Nation. And it all came about because we are UNIA members of Division 121. And it all started with the Garvey Parade one year. The brother said, man, we need to advertise this on the radio. And I said, okay. So we started out with a commercial and an interview just like this. And I got a call from WURD. They said, man, the stuff you all were talking, it was a great content. How would you like to do a program? And I thought about it and immediately jumped right into it. And we started out a partnership with different people. And the results is Brother Ngozi and myself still doing it. When WRD decided that they were changing format, I'd already put into gear and had already been discussing the movement to Blog Talk, the movement to my conference calls that I do on Tuesday. So all the gears were put in place. We knew any number of people that just gave great substance to the program. And Brother Ngozi has worked with me on different projects throughout. It turns into years rather quickly, but, you know, for us it seems like, you know, just a short time. But, you know, we've been working with the Black Farmers Food Distribution Group. We both are members of the UNIA. And, you know, it was just quite natural that we both came together and worked with the legacy of a nation, as in the legacy of a nation.
Mm-hmm. Brother Ngozi, how was this, the transfer from terrestrial radio to internet radio?
It was fairly simple, and I can say that easily, because all I did was come back on board after Brother Ramesses put everything into place. So when you are relieved of the technology and the engineering and all of the energy and dynamics that goes into actually putting together a show, I can easily say was not too bad of a transition.
Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar, WURD is the only all-talk black-owned station in Philadelphia. So how long were you on WURD?
We were on there for 2.5 years. Yeah, we were on for 2.5 years. We started with a Monday night. For a brief period, I did a Monday and Friday, but that was very brief, and we continued with the Mondays program.
Now, were you brokering time on the station? You were paying for the time, or they were letting you do it gratis, or you had sponsors?
No. We paid for the time. We were brokers. You know, hey, the creator just provided for us, because any number of times I didn't know where I was going to get the money from, but we had it each and every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that. That's how I got started. I was on WHAT, same thing. Coming from a cultural and a nationalist background, coming from the Garvey movement, coming from consciousness, when you decided to branch out and move away from terrestrial radio to internet radio, what went into the planning of the program? Did you do anything differently? Was it the same concept, but you just applied, you know, the new technology, or was it something altogether different?
No, fortunately, it was It kind of mirrored itself because learning the technology was simply learning what our board operators did at WURD, being mindful of the time. And really it gave us more freedom because not only were we able to do an hour program, but we're able to do 3 hours. And because it's prime time radio, you know, we can choose and pick the times that we come on. So when I first started on Blog Talk, we started out in August on Monday. And then it just exploded. After people found out we were there, the subject matter just leap right at us. You know, from what we were doing, astrology to metaphysics, my slot, the African community chat, Brother and Goldie's slot on Wednesday night, pulling out those Africans who are about doing the work. The Asafos that he interviews, I mean, you know, they're tremendous. Their stories are just absolute. Okay, it's just hard to imagine how more people are not connecting to what is going on. You know, so you know, that's all I can say. It's, for me, it's like natural, you know, breathing. You know, we must be fighting for our life every minute of the day. So it's something that we must do. It's something that has to be done.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. Now, give us the days and times that you're on, and then at most, a lot of internet stations offer on-demand archiving. So give us the dates that you're on and the times you're on live, and then tell us a little bit about the archiving.
Right. Well, we're on 6 days of the week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 p.m. Okay. Thursday, we're on at 9 p.m. Saturday, we're on at 10 p.m. And Sunday, we're on at 7 p.m. The archives are available every day, 24 hours a day. You can simply just go to blogtalkradio.com/The Legacy of a Nation. Or if you want to get to it quicker, you simply type The Legacy of a Nation in the Google search bar, and it'll take you right to the page.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go on to Facebook. I have two Facebook pages. You can type in Rama Seuss under the Facebook and get to the Blog Talk program. Or you can type in The Legacy of a Nation on Facebook, and you go right to the program. So there's several ways of getting to the archive program.
Now, do you plan to do podcasts or get into the RSS with, you know, the really simple syndication of the programs?
Well, right at this juncture, I don't know. If that comes about and the people that I'm working with say, hey, look, we can do this, I'm open for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open for it. I don't close any doors. I am offering the people's program. I'm asking people who have issues to come forward, people who have something that they want to talk about to come forward. If you have a program that you're trying to get up off the ground, bring it to The Legacy of a Nation. If you have books that you're writing, bring them to The Legacy of a Nation. So, it's all types of things that The Legacy of a Nation is being used for. Right now, on our Thursday night, one Thursday a month, we have a program dedicated to targeted individuals. This is individuals who are being stalked by government agents or people who work for the government or you know, what have you. People being just electronically tortured. So I dedicate a program, you know, on a Thursday to them.
Mm-hmm.
Monday night was at one point dedicated to the constitutional study. I just talk about how the Constitution addresses the Africans here in America and really what that means.
Well, basically, you know, unlike a lot of us, you have a lot to program for. So how do you go about doing it, and how far in advance do you schedule your programs?
Well, if I told you that, you'd say, go ahead, you got to be kidding me. But the programs are almost scheduled on demand. Say I meet you today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have something you want to talk about. I look at what I already have scheduled, and I can change something just a bit to fit it right in. Okay, that's the good thing about being on 6 days to the week. you know, I can change something. If somebody was supposed to show up and they didn't show up, you know, you can fit a piece right in, and you don't miss a beat. You don't miss a beat.
Well, when I first started on WHAT, I was just on Sunday night for half an hour, but that was one of the things that really challenged me when I had a guest and they didn't show up. And as you know, the last thing you want in radio is dead air. So what happens in the event that you schedule somebody and they don't come on? Do you have a backup plan? Because that's what I had to learn. Then I started carrying records and tapes and other things, and just in case the person didn't show up.
Well, the answer to that is absolutely yes. The Thursday program that is titled The African Community Chat, the majority of my listeners are like family members. They come on every day, all week, okay? And they're from all over the country, and they have different issues that are facing them. So when our guest shows up, well, they, you know, take into the program of what the guest is talking about. But now if the guest is late, like we have Dr. Devil Blair, he gets the time mixed up. All right, so he's a half hour late.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the African Community Chat. So it's like, what's on your mind? What's happening? What are your concerns? We talked about Trayvon Martin for a couple of weeks one in. And then we come to find out about Marissa Alexander. And that took up a bit of time because I couldn't figure out why no one was talking about Marissa Alexander. Here's a black woman who had everything in place. Why she went 20 years in jail? Okay? My mind can't register that. Here you have Zimmerman. Everything is right in front of you. Gunshot, the murder weapon, everything. And he's out for 6 weeks. Why? Because his father made a phone call? Because of who his people are? And so now you got a whole other conversation. You got law in America that's not law for the Africans in America. It's just law for the white folks here in America. Because if we do the same thing, the results are not the same. And so that's how we carry the program. We talk about the issues. We bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it. No bars hold. You know, I had Minister Palau on Monday night for a while. We were dealing with the butt naked truth. Okay, so I mean, you know, the topics just flow. One of my greatest portions, I think, on Monday night was when I had Dr. Ed Robinson, who recently made transition, the legacy handed down, and we were talking about his work in the Philadelphia school system. We talked about his infusion program. We talked about the Shanghai, you know, the book,
yeah,
Journey of
Shanghai. Journey of Shanghai People.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, those many, many, many different things. The Shanghai Princess, that's why I got stuck with where I was going, because he talked about the Shanghai Princess. He talked about the Black Rhapsody. So, you know, we had many interesting programs with him. You know, I think it was about five. So, you know, if you count five as many, that's it. On WRD, we had the pleasure of talking with Dr. Leonard Jeffries, Elder James Smalls, Brother Jack Feldman, you know, and, you know, a few others. So, in fact, Brother Ngozi recently had Baba Aswa Kwesi and Sister Marwa Kwesi.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Brother Ngozi, what is your challenge in terms of your part of the program? What challenges you most in doing what you do?
Organizing, making sure that we have a quality show that's going to have high impact and be effective in reaching our people. And that's a challenge in as much as it takes time and it takes thought, but it's really not a challenge if you put things in the proper perspective and you give yourself ample time and you use the tools and you use the lessons of life that you have lived and that you are learning. So organizing and making sure that we have a good show, when I say good, a show that has impact and has information that will be of help to our people.
So what type of feedback do you get from the programs for you, because you have open mic and you take calls, you can get immediate feedback, but have you gotten any adverse or negative responses to the programs, some of the topics and some of the issues you raised?
Is that for Brother Ramos or myself?
Well, either one. Both of you can give your take on it, because I'm interviewing both of you.
Brother Ramos has a much more extensive interaction with the program. As he said earlier, he's on 6 days a week. As you said, Bob Stanton, the feedback can tend to be immediate because it can be interactive. We have phone callers calling in, and usually they won't say this is good, this is great. You can tell from their interaction, from the questions that they ask, from the statements that they make to the guest, that it's something that is of interest to them and that it is worth their investment of time. Outside of the question and answer, every now and then there will be a person who said, I listened to the show, and they will say how the show impacted on them. So from that feedback and from the people who do communicate, it seems that those who the show does reach, it does have impact and it is helping them.
Mm-hmm. Brother Ramesses?
Well, for me, I look at the numbers and I listen to the people. And I track the Wednesday program, which is in double digits every week. We don't miss double digits. And for the month past, he was in triple digits as people revisited the archives. So the people that are coming forth on Wednesday night have a high impact. The information that they're giving is tremendous, especially one of our guests, Brother Imhotep. He brings tremendous information from Baltimore. Okay, he talks about the way that they have an interactive study group, and they really bring hands to task. On Thursday night, my TI once a month program, people are calling now. They say, oh, thank you for giving us an avenue. We didn't have this type of avenue before. So it's like there were strong fears of putting the information out. But when you are able to bring like minds together on these types of programs, you're really doing a great community service. So, you know, that's what it's about. And, you know, I have developed a promotional highway, so we have little infomercials now. And that really helps support the show. It's got me thinking about, you know, even developing more airtime, but we have to get this airtime most correct first.
You mentioned promotion. How do you promote the show? Because I know Blog Talk does allow some promotion, but how do you promote the show in our community outside of Blog Talk?
Well, fortunately, I have a Facebook page, too. One, my Facebook page under Ramesses, and the other Facebook page, which is called The Legacy of a Nation, where the programs are actually posted on there, and descriptions of the programs are posted on there, and you know, we post it out. I create an event. I invite people to the event. Some join, some don't. Some people immediately follow the show, so they're able to do it through Blog Talk as well as through Facebook. And, you know, they hit that like button and they type in their comments and, you know, it just goes from there. I did one program, the people mistracked the number the day of the week that the program was on, and they were talking about a noise factor and this and that. So I asked them, you know, I make it very interactive. I said, well, if we're doing something that's a challenge, then help us correct it. You know, I immediately I put it out there for them to join in hands on. Help us correct it. And then they said, well, you know, okay, we'll try. And I said, well, listen to a number of the programs and tell us where we can make the correction.
Well, you're doing the engineering for the shows yourself, or do you have a third person there working with you?
Well, it's me because you know it's all computer generated, so it's like, man, I hate to simplify that simple, but it is. It's easy once you learn the particulars. You know, they have a whole school on Blog Talk that you can go to for, you know, learning the technology, mm-hmm. technical mm-hmm. support. They have reports that let you see who you're reaching, how you're reaching, and how you can look at your information and critique it better to reach others. My report, once our program hit 35 likes, right, they sent us a, okay, I got to get the word for this, when demographics, they send you a demographic page, which tells you how many countries you're in, how many
right.
cities you're in,
right.
and how many people are listening. And that information becomes very useful to those who know how to use it, because you send out something and you don't get a bite, you change it, you send out something, and you get feedback. You say, okay, this is the area that we needed to do, and then you just replicate that information.
Now, one of the things, as you well know, when you were on URD, because they had the same problem they had when they were running, some of the people who were running WHAT, is that the rating services don't give them their due. I mean, there are no real genuine mechanisms being used to quantify how many black people listen to, say, WURD or clear channel stations or Radio 1, and that impacts the revenue of terrestrial radio. Internet radio is slightly different, but I doubt very seriously if they can really pinpoint everybody who's listening, particularly now that we have mobility. You know, you can get it on your smartphone, your iPhone, or what other device that you have. So it could be that all of us are enjoying greater listenership than the technology allows the servers to actually determine who's listening.
Well,
I mean, that's my theory.
Again, okay, I might be breaking up a bit, but again, that's one of the beautiful things about internet radio, because it lets you know what network they're listening from. You just mentioned the iPad, okay? It lets you know how many people are listening from iPad. It lets you know how many people are listening from whatever instrument it is. I mean, it really gives a detailed breakdown of who is listening and how. And as you stated, it's more thorough than when we were on WRD. And, you know, to roll back to a question that you had about have we ever received any negative impact, I won't call the person's name out. But we gave a person, a group, airtime. And they came on to the program and said, well, how many listeners do you have?
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't say anything, but my mind went, do you go on WRD and ask those kind of questions? The answer is no.
Well.
And it was just a mess. But I got through it because I did have a third party that night, and they were typing the questions in, and I could get myself back on point. Rarely am I thrown off point that bad.
Well, I had a brother who, and he's a known brother out there, has been out there for years. I invited him on my programs, and he refused because he said internet radio didn't have that great a listenership. Then I had another brother who was kind of famous because of his books, are supposed to be so spiritual, he refused to come on. Well, he wanted to know how much I was going to pay him, you know.
No.
So
I got those too.
So it's interesting, man. I mean, people, they hear the show, but they don't really know what you go through to get it done. And again, I had asked you what was your most challenging. I had asked Brother Ngozi what was his most challenging aspect of doing his component. What would you say is your most challenging aspect of doing 6 days a week?
The most challenging thing, the most challenging thing is watching the board when it lights up. And you know that you're on, and you made the statement earlier about dead air time. You know, what do you do? All right, and I watch that board, and if that board is not lit up within the first 3 to 4 minutes, I do have a backup, okay, ready-made backup. Some of the programs from WRD with people like Baba John King, Greg Comanche Carr, Dr. Francis Quest Wilson, Elder Nellie Fuller. See, I have those things on file, and you can play them. They're 1 hour recording.
Mm-hmm.
And through the help of Brother Ngozi, we now have some positive comedic Brother's Keepers, excuse me. We have Brother Keeper's music and poetry on the program ready if something happens, you know. So, you have the ability to maneuver when things like that happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and like you said, sometimes you have to make sure that you have music or some interview. I'm trying to get Dave Richardson's piece on and upload it to our program, because I really want to do some work with that, because we did the interview with the Osage Avenue community, those who suffered that bombing. And I'm going to call it just that. I'm not going to call it no fire. I'm going to call it what it is.
I'm sure that DAS and maybe even URD, maybe more so DAS, might have some archival things from, you know, when he was very active. And I don't know, nowadays everybody, they call it monetization, where they want money for everything. But you might have to pay for that or go to ask his mother. But, I mean, I just mentioned monetization. Have you ever thought, and I say this, I was on a station. Most of the stations I've been on have been African or black. I was on one station that was a mixture, New Black City. That was a mixture. Then from April to November of last year, I was on this portal, this website called Before It's News, started a radio station. It was open to any and everybody. I think I was maybe one of two people of color or African descent, and I think they went off because they couldn't make any money off it. They couldn't figure out how to make any money. We're always tweaking it. We always stayed in beta. We never jumped into the main thing. It was always tweaking and always testing. And I say all this to say that African-centered stations have been struggling. Now, Blog Talk makes it a lot easier, but from your perspective, what is the future of conscious African-centered media in this country? And both of you, I want to hear both of you's response.
Okay, Brother Ngozi, go ahead and speak, and then I'll follow up.
It's in the balance. It can do some wonderful things. It can grow in a wonderful direction. Unfortunately, there is a great debilitating decadence that this society has so much influence over African people. And being a part of the society, we take on its ways. So I believe a lot of the efforts of Africans who want to improve and empower themselves as a people, I think the intentions start off sincere. I think the circumstances of this money is God's society takes its toll. And unless you're willing not to be in it for profit or for ratings, you have a chance at success if empowering the people is the goal. But by empowering your people, you run the very
strong reality of not making any money, and also disenfranchising yourself from the so-called legitimate society, you know, those that are approved of. I know the brother Valentine's for the 2.5 years that he was on WURD, as well as now, he goes into his pocket, went into his pocket, and to this day goes into his pocket to be able to finance the show. As it was discussed earlier, it was a brokered show on WURD. He wasn't getting a dime. Sometimes we do get guests who want some money. We don't ask for anything because we know that our mission is to empower our people. So to go back to your question, what do we see as the plight for black radio? If black radio is supposed to serve its people and empower its people, it's going to have to make some choices, and the choices, like I said, will not land them in a wealthy way. But if our people are committed and sincere, then they will go beyond the money and the prestige and the notoriety. They'll just do the work. Brother Ramatus?
All right. Now, exactly where Brother Ngozi put it, and then expand just a touch. The, if we want to say conscious radio, African radio, has its place. It must have a place in order for us to receive a fair image of what is taking place. And that's globally. What are the challenges? Too many of us will not admit to the Eurocentric mindset that we fall in. And then we will have egotistical, and this is the word I got from last night's program, narcissism, loving ourselves,
mm-hmm.
not the national self, that self-centered self. And that becomes a negative tone, okay? And see, that becomes the challenge. You dealt with it when you stated about the challenge of one of the guests. Okay, now if you take and magnify that across the groups that are out there and look at the unwillingness to come together because somebody wants to say, well, I'm the head honcho. Instead of what Brother Ngozi said, organizing to success. If we organize to success and not concern ourselves with whose name is on the headliner, I think we could get a lot more done. Collect now, you know, it's almost like jumping around when I'm speaking, but jumping the economic hurdle, learning to band together to commit our economics to a common goal. When we learn what can produce for the African nation, that becomes the investment. I often talk about people working for the right concept. Working for the right concept demonstrates that we're not working for fiat money. We're working to create economics based on our needs as the African community. And see, this is what the African Communication Network needs to be able to do, all right? Because since we don't control the airwaves, we have to go through someone to get there, all right? That uses fiat money. We need to be willing to give the fiat money for those efforts to keep our information coming to us. And that has to be done ego-free.
Yeah, well, that's a tall order because the
model of black media, other than the books that were written, the pamphlets that were smuggled around, the first newspaper, Freedom's Journal, Rushworm, and I forgot the other one. It was
Corners, Frank Corners.
Corners. They had that problem too. You know, how do you survive? How do you survive as, and in their case, they were free, quote unquote, free, educated men. How do you put out a paper promoting your interest in a slaveholding, African-hating, for the most part, culture? And, you know, they had that issue in terms of how to make this, the paper survive, you know, using the model of advertising or patrons or sponsors. And in addition, you know, I don't know if they split over ego. They split, I do know they split over philosophy, because one went to Africa. So they had that, and it seems like we've been mirroring those issues, those challenges, that conundrum since back then. So, you know, you're right, ego is a problem, so is financing, so is our political and social and economic philosophy, our issues. And until we resolve those and do it in a way that we can build institutions, we're always going to be trying to reinvent the wheel.
If I may interject, it's a problem only if you choose to live a dual lifestyle. If empowering African people, if sovereignty, if race first is the goal, then it's done out of a labor of love, and it's not measured by the dollars and cents or the notoriety. And yes, we live in a society that is governed by dollars and cents, and things cost. But oftentimes, too many people try to make the liberation vehicle, whether it's a lecture or a book or a blog, radio show, they try to make that the vehicle that they not only spread the information, but also by what they make a living by. And oftentimes it's not going to work, because you're really demanding to destroy the society as it exists if you want to liberate African people. So that is not going to sell to the masses. So you have to find, or we have to find, alternative money, since that's what runs this land, and in order to make things work, in order to produce and to make things work, we have to find other means to make that money and use that to put forth the propaganda or the information that's going to open up our minds and give us that mental power. So in a nutshell, I'm saying that we have to stop living this contradiction of, first of all, rating our success by the dollars and cents for the advertisers. And when it comes to producing these things, it's going to have to come from other means. You're going to have to be able to produce the money for it from other sources.
I agree. I mean, I think that we have to make a commitment, we meaning collectively, to support or subsidize these type of ventures. The people who try to make it using the prevailing model of advertising and or being an appendage to a certain business or whatever, I don't think, if you're conscious, like you said, that's going to work. And I, when you were talking, I was laughing to myself, because that's the debate that Terry Johnson and I used to have when he was producing Real News and I was the editor. I would say, Terry, you can't expect the European community to support you in this venture when we're talking about how evil and wicked it is and how it needs to be torn down. They're not going to subsidize that. And he was too righteous of a brother to stoop to going, because we could have easily gotten the alcohol and tobacco ads back then. But he had too much integrity to even consider that. So we just had to scuffle, and then the paper went out of business, and so did the Black Business Review, which was promoting entrepreneurship. But we still had the same problem that we're talking about now in terms of our own community subsidizing us and supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you're on Blog Talk, which somebody's paying something – unless you're doing it on the, because they started charging about a year or so ago. So unless you're doing the free shows, somebody's paying something.
Listen, we pay for it just like we did at WRD, and it's gladly so. One of the pieces that you were talking about is when we are bringing that information, you have to bring information that's worthy of being heard. But now, you got into a piece where I use the term cutoff words, okay, that shuts the mind down. Back in the 1960s, when the Nation of Islam was coming out and, you're talking about race first issues, you talk about the white man, the devil, okay? Well, they kind of not flipped the script, but they changed the program. They changed the program. So when you say the white man's the devil to these young people today, that's a shutdown word. Their mind cuts off. Man, they say like, man, get out of here with that. Get out of here with that. Because of the way that they're being maneuvered. So you have to find new ways of communicating to get that idea, the same idea. I walk them through historical documentation. I say, well, let's just take a look at it. And then you make the evaluation for self. And then once they make that leap, you have it. And you can continue your conversations from there. So, my Friday, the Friday program, the Youth Action Program, is starting to build. I've asked them to start an international studies school, okay? And so we're talking about books back and forth. Back and forth, what books are we going to use? So it's going to take a minute to build it up. But you find many people across the country who are ready. And you just have to keep up the connections, As stated, we falter because we just don't have the fiat finances to do so. We have the resources.
Right.
Look at it like that. We don't make the connection.
Right, but that's the problem because we tend to think in very limited Eurocentric terms. The universe is bigger than a dollar. So, until we get out of that mindset, we're in deep trouble. We're almost out of time. Give us the dates, the days, and the times that you're on, and any contact information in case somebody wants to contact you, has an idea, concept, or an issue that they want to share with your audience.
Well, absolutely. The days of the week that we're on are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 p.m., Thursday, 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 p.m., and Sunday at 7. They can contact us through Legacy of a Nation, that's LEGACY, of a nation, NATION, at yahoo.com. And if you have an idea and you want to be interviewed on the program or you want to bring something forward to the program, just put it to the subject bar. I want to come to the Legacy of a Nation. And, put your phone number in there or your email just is going to come across and we will get back to you.
Brother Ngozi, you have any final comments?
Yes, it comes to mind that you asked earlier what was one of the greatest challenges, Bob Stanton. One of my greatest challenges on the show was getting in contact with you. As I said on the show interview we did a week or so ago, that I've been reading your column for several years, and I said I had to get in contact with this man. But there was no forwarding number or contact in the scoop or the papers I read. I called people like Sakari Rose. I called people like Gus Baxter. And lo and behold, nobody had contact information for you. I happened to see you. I worked at a charter school, and they had an oratorical contest, and you were a judge. So fate brought us together. Had it not been for that meeting, I'd still be searching for you, Baba.
Well, I haven't seen Henry's paper in quite some time. He has my number. Sonny, the people at Scoop, they have my number. So if you had called them, they would have called me and let me know that you were looking for me, and I would have gotten back to you. A lot of times they don't give out my number. They'll just call me and tell me somebody's looking for me.
Right. Okay. Well, we're looking for you at some point in time to come back on Be Negative Nation.
No problem. No problem. I enjoyed it. It's good to be around like-minded people who have a vision and who have a mission. And although you didn't go into it, I know what you've gone through because, like I said, I did it on HAT, and I've seen it. I've been on any number of stations that we had high hopes for, and they've closed down. And so, you know, just keep on keeping on, keep on doing what you're doing.
Mm. Thank you, Bob. Absolutely. Hey, listen, I thank you for having us on.
My pleasure. And I will give you the URL for the stations, and just keep it out there. Keep putting the message out there, and sooner or later, it's like the so-called Chinese water torture, or the water on the rock. You know, we're gonna wear that mindset away.
Yes.
All right, brother. Yes, stay strong. Yes.
Thank you very much. A BB phobia.
All right.
Cyberspace is a place that no army with artillery invades.
You've been listening to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind on the Blake Radio Network with Junius Ricardo Stanton. Thank you for logging on. We invite you to tune in again and engage in mental decolonization. Free your mind, the rest will follow.
That no corporation incorporates. No denomination, faith dominates, and no court is going to try it.